Hi, I'm Adenike Babalola. Welcome to Mother Isn't Mother. I believe that you can be a mother, a lover, a worker, and everything in between. And it all begins in your mind, being intentional about your intentions, words, and actions. Your desires to find the extra in your ordinary life are about to get fulfilled. Me, you, the Holy Spirit, Sunday, September 25, 2022, 6:34 a.m. Wow, we have written over 25,000 words already. I have never done anything like this. That's a long way, all in 1 month. When did we start? Now see how far I've come. That proves only one thing. When the Holy Spirit asks you to do something, it will definitely do it with you. Not for you, not you alone, but with you. How did I know that I was going to write this book? In August, I kept sensing that something was drawing me to write books. But more than that, I started noticing other people writing books or starting a book writing project. Claire Zamit was sending these emails telling people to sign up for one of our programs where they'll get to write their books and get it all done quickly. Lisa Nichols said the same thing in our emails, how your book will become a bestseller. The Holy Spirit even led me once to a live session by a famous content lady on Instagram. She was talking with another guy about how people can learn to write books. Then again, one night like that, the Lord led me to join an Instagram live session by Dan, a well-respected brand expert. He was showing people his new studio apartment and all his books, with compartments all over the place. It was a long Instagram live session, and I almost didn't know why I was there. Again, for the first time, I tried to read the tiny hyperlinked text in my SDA Hymnal app on the iPhone 8. Koforola just ummed the tune of Jesus Loves Me, 190. So I've had to open the app to copy the text there. Bible with E.G. White comment, available on the App Store. In short, that day I downloaded the Bible and skimmed through it. But I knew I wasn't just supposed to read the Bible because it had Ellen G. White comments. I knew the Holy Spirit was leading me to something. Then I suddenly remembered that I used to read Child Guidance, another book by Ellen G. White. It has been my homeschool textbook since 2020 or so. Even though all I did then was take Koforola as a baby for walks, sing to him and tell him about everything around us. I read more chapters of the book, but this time, I opened a Google Keep document and summarized what I read. Everything from 17 or 18 chapters. Some lessons were fresh for me and some corrected me too. Especially about scolding my kids Ashley. That's the cross I still bear from being brought up like that. And the Holy Spirit has been working with me and on me to improve. I try, but it's just so hard. I've reduced how often I beat them on impulse, thankfully. But I still scold them unnecessarily many times. I wish I could tolerate any silly thing they do and keep teaching them the right thing. It feels as if I just always want them to do the right thing. Sadly, this is the childhood I knew. And I am begging God to help me be better with my children. I'll tell you more about how the Holy Spirit has helped me with this some other day, at his prompting. So I made many notes or points from Child Guidance about E.G. White as if other parents would read my summary. Then one day, I suddenly remembered that in one of Claire Zamit's emails, one of the authors said that writing is about continuing a conversation with your readers. You can't expect to write everything at once. And writing a book is easier when you write like daily conversations, not just things your readers can't relate to. In short, this part came back to me after many days and kept on staying on my mind. Then one morning, the Holy Spirit told me, "Start writing." And I did. So you see, God uses very simple things to talk to us. I have so many things I can share with you about how he speaks to me. I'll tell you one more interesting one. On Friday night, he told me to spend some cuddle time with my husband after putting the kids, making, he'd be doing his hair, and then getting the kids' clothes ready for church. So I did. My husband needed the cuddle, I was tired, but we both had been busy with other things most of the week. But at the moment, I knew I had to obey. So I set the tiredness aside and gave my husband a small massage at his request. He offered to massage me as well, and the rest was history. Now guess what? I woke up the following day, went to the bathroom, and noticed blood dancing down my thighs from behind. My period was back. In my head, I instantly said, "Thank you, Holy Spirit." What if I hadn't obeyed that Friday night? You are probably wondering, why does this matter? I have the Jadel implant birth control in my left arm, the black V. So my period can last 5 days or 14 days or even 17 days. Crazy, right? But it's true. Imagine how that can affect the intimacy between my husband and me. Anyway, I'm grateful to be able to obey this instruction. Right now, I'm dealing with some form of inadequacy and self-doubt. Last week, the Holy Spirit prompted me and said, create a content writing program for beginners. But he didn't let me talk about it online, only for him to begin to tell me during the week that I'm expanding beyond content writing to content marketing. And I have been screaming and fighting, content marketing? Content marketing? Who am I to teach content marketing when there are so many pros in the world? I've been questioning my knowledge and skills so much that the Holy Spirit keeps reminding me of who I am and how He has led me before. It has been a struggle this past week. I continue to feel unworthy to teach a topic so broad and so valuable in this century. Content marketing is the art of business sales on the internet today. But is it that I don't know what it entails? No, I do. I've been into content marketing since 2017, freelancing on Fiverr, and then last year with my IELTS. I've done nearly every aspect of content marketing except guest blogging. So if it's about knowledge and skills, I have them. But when I look at myself, I think, Adenike, who are you to teach content marketing when they are the likes of Chima Emeje on LinkedIn and the rest who know everything and earn the big dollars? My total earnings since 2017, as the Holy Spirit led me to calculate it on Friday, is around $25,000, both from freelancing on Fiverr and teaching IELTS. Fiverr is about $13,107, while IELTS is about $12,000 or so. Ask me this, if I can earn this kind of money without working in a corporate space or at a federal government job, isn't this success to an extent? It's a success that the Holy Spirit made happen for me. Only God could have made this happen for me despite pre-marriage problems, wedding and marriage and 2 kids. See, yesterday the Holy Spirit guided me to rewrite the offer. He helped me to modify the content writing program offer from last week. So this week, the name is Content Marketing for Beginners Program. He gave me all the details and taught me how to write it, including the value breakdown where I stacked the offers. The Holy Spirit keeps encouraging me that I can do this. I don't know why I'm so afraid of this. Even though I know everything I need to teach beginners, I keep feeling like there are other people better than me. Imposter syndrome. And what the Spirit of God says and has always said to me is, you are way better than those you think are better than you. He says, even if they know a lot of things that you don't, can they teach all that they know so that people will understand them? It reminded me that I have the gift of teaching and simplifying things. So we are doing this, and he said, I will wake you up early tonight to complete the edits. The Holy Spirit has also led me to some content marketing documents I have kept throughout my Fiverr journey, from Neil Patel, UpSpot, Chima, Brandine and others. I'll go through them. I just wanted you to know that there's nothing like obedience to God's voice. If you listen and obey, you will hear Him say more. If you don't listen, you won't hear at all. But if you don't obey when you listen, you won't hear anymore. So choose, what would you do? I will talk to you tomorrow. Koforola and Ibiduni are here and everywhere. They have gone to take their books. I can hear the train book make the chugga-chugga sound. See ya, 7:26 a.m. Okay, this was an interesting read for me because it felt like I packed so many things into this day. It felt like I was really just pouring out my mind on this particular day. So officially, welcome to episode 24 of reading my book, May You the Holy Spirit With Me, okay? This is an experience. This has been an interesting experience for me because we are gradually getting to the end of this book reading, okay? This is my memoir, Me, You, the Holy Spirit, How to Hear from the Holy Spirit and Act on His Guidance, Even When You Have Doubts. And if you have been with me on this journey since the very first episode, I just want to say thank you. You are the best in the world, honestly, because it just means that you have gone on this journey with me. You have gone into my mind. You have listened to my thoughts the way I wrote them. And then you now know the backstory behind those days. One thing I want you to take away from this is that it is time for you to review your activities. It's time for you to look at your life and say, what is my first response to anything God tells me? Okay? Now, if you are listening to me for the very first time, this is your first time of listening to, you know, me read this book to you, and you're probably wondering, excuse me, what was all that? Let me just say that it would be nice for you to spend some time listening to previous episodes. You understand why I went ahead to write a book like this, because, you know, at the beginning of the book I said I don't know why God would ask me to make so much information about myself, which was supposed to be personal, this public. But I have come to understand that when God gives you an instruction, it is not always about you. There are people who have something to benefit from what He's asking you to do. And that's why, you know, the summary of what we're going to say today is, what is your first response to whatever God asks you to do? For me, He asked me to write this book, and I took you through the journey, the different signs and, you know, prompts that He gave me, the way He kept leading me, showing me different people's writing, things about writing books. He kept showing me these things just for me to get that He was asking me to write a book. And then He told me, keep a journal, write consistently. I started this on September 2nd. And, you know, this is episode 24. This was set, this particular day in the book is September 25. And that's why I was surprised, because I had written over 25,000 words. What am I saying to you? When God gives you an instruction, sometimes you might not hear some very big voice, this is me, God, and I want you to do blah, blah, blah. It might not come to you like that, but it might come to you as an idea. God likes to come to us as ideas. Okay, try this thing in this particular way. Apply for this job. Talk to this person. Start this business. Try this thing. When such things come to your mind, how do you respond to them? I'm somebody who believes, or God Himself has taught me, that when you are reluctant, that's me now talking about myself, when I am reluctant to act on something, God told me that reluctance is the indication that He's the one asking me to do that thing. I will never forget 2021, June 2021, when God asked me to create my online course. Today, I still looked at myself and said, honestly, it is beautiful to obey God's voice, because that instruction is still paying me till today. I am still earning from that online course, 2 years plus later. What is my message for you? When God drops something in your heart, when He puts an instruction in your spirit, what do you do about it? Do you dismiss it immediately? Do you allow it to mix with doubt, like, you know, like water and pepper and oil in a pot? Or do you begin to say, okay, God, If this is you, how do you want me to go about it? Let's take the example of Abraham. Okay? I had to, you know, carefully prepare for this aspect of this session. So I read from the book of Genesis 12 to chapter 22. Okay? Genesis chapter 12 to chapter 22. And this was the entire account of God telling Abraham to get up and take his family members with him and go to a land that he was showing, because he was going to make him, you know, a father of nations. He wanted to bless him and all of that. And do you know what Abraham did? Abraham got up. He took his wife, took his nephew Lot, and everything, his servants, his cattle, and all that he had. And they went. They went to Canaan. Now, of course, the Canaanites still lived in that land, but they went there. Abraham obeyed that instruction. Sometimes I wish that Abraham lived in our day so that I can ask him, like, what made you just stand up and go? But the thing is, when you walk with God, there's just this thing about you. You just know that it cannot disappoint you. It can't put you to shame. I went on a break, like a 2-week break. If you've been listening to me, you'll notice that for the past 2 weeks, I didn't release any episodes, because there have been things that I've been asking God for. I wanted God to tell me the next step of what he wanted me to do. Okay? So I've been asking him, okay, I want to do this. It feels like God was paying attention to my thoughts. And then he just began to give me the plan. The thing just usually comes to me like a flash. It just comes and I write it down immediately and I get into action mode. When you walk with God, as soon as the instruction comes, you will just continue. You will just act on it. As soon as it puts an idea in your mind, you will just move towards it. You get into action mode. And that was what Abraham did. Abraham went to Canaan with his family. When he got there, he kept trying to look for places that he could stay and all of that. He would set odd altars and give a sacrifice to God and all of that. Until there was a famine in the land, he had to go to Egypt. When he got there, you know, the Pharaoh took his wife, Sarah, thinking she was his sister. Of course, Abraham and Sarah already had that agreement. Eventually, Pharaoh was angry because God sent a plague to his household and everything. And they had to go back to Canaan, to the original place where he set up an altar for God. Long story short, when Abraham went to, you know, left his own place initially, when he left Haran, he was 75 years old. And God kept telling him, I will give you a son. I will make you great. I will establish your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and all of that. He told him that his entire nation, you know, his children and grandchildren will be uncountable. If you cannot count the dust, then they will not be able to count your children. If you cannot count the stars in the sky, they will not be able to count, you know, everybody that will come from you. I will bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you, and all of that. All these promises and everything. Abraham was around age 75. And then when Abraham was around 85 or so, 10 years later after they settled in Canaan, Sarah, his wife, had to say, see, look, it looks like I'm not giving you a child. Okay, why not marry my servant, Agar? And Abraham agreed. And then he went into her. They had a son, Ishmael. Of course, it just looked like they just wanted a solution. But eventually, God said, see, Abraham, what exactly, you know, what do you want? And Abraham said, okay, you say you established me and all of that. But then I don't have a child. How do you want to do it? Is it this, you know, my steward in my house that's going to be the one you're going to bring all these promises to fruition through? And God said, just hold on. You yourself would have a child. This is already 80. He has already gone past the initial 10 years of the first time God called him. And so he has moved from 75 to 85. Ishmael was born when he was 86. It was not until 99 that God gave Abraham the son that he promised. Can you do the math? 99 minus 75, 24 years. It was by, you know, his 100th year, when he was exactly 100, that's when Isaac was born. So it's for 25 years, God kept promising. But the point is, God knew the end. He knew the perfect time. All Abraham had to do was, he had to leave Haran for Canaan, which he did. All the things he had to do in between, he did them. So the question that I have for you is, God has great plans for your life. He says it in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Okay, so God has great plans for our lives. But we also have a role to play. We have a part to play. There is something we have to do so that what God has promised will come to pass. And in Abraham's case, he had to get up from Haran and go to Canaan with his family, which he did. It was an instruction, and Abraham obeyed that instruction. So the question I have for you as we are wrapping up 2024 is 2023, preparing for 2024, is when God gives you an instruction, how do you respond? Do you dismiss it? Do you ignore it? Do you think about it? Do you process it? Do you, ruminate on it? Do you ask the Holy Spirit to help you get it? Do you act on it? God is an action taker. His promises come with the part. We always have a part to play. There is always a part to play. God is not a magician. Yes, he can do miracles and do beautiful things. But many times, we must play a role. You have to respond. You have to take a particular step. There is an action God is expecting you to take. Just 2 days ago, it was already late at night, and then the Holy Spirit just kept telling me, this is what I want you to do. And I'm like, God, I thought we were past that stage. He said, see, you still have a lot of knowledge that the world needs. I want you to do this thing. I was almost going to complain, like, Lord, are you for real? But then he said, yeah, you have a lot of knowledge that people still need. And so what I did was, I said, see, okay, if this is you, let's do it. And so I got up and I just went ahead and I took the first step that he needed me to take. What am I sharing with you? When God gives us ideas or instructions, he expects us to act on. There's something you have to do. Abraham's part was to get up from Haran and go to Canaan. If you are sensing that there's an instruction in your spirit or there's an idea that is coming to you, all you have to do is ask God, what is it? What do you expect me to do right now? If the instruction itself is straightforward, go ahead and do it. But if it is something that you're not so clear about, ask God to tell you the next step you need to take. Because at the end of the day, it's not enough for us to just go about living our lives thinking that we can wing it, do whatever we want, just make any move at any time. But if you want to live a truly guided, productive life, you need to realize that God's leading, God's guidance is a priority. It's a big deal. And that's what my own life has been. Every single day, I am taking steps and I am confident of them because I know that I am directly in God's will. I hear him tell me what to do and I do it right away. And so I ask you the question again. What is your first response to whatever God tells you? Do you act on it or do you throw it away? Because we're preparing for 2024. Everybody is beginning to prepare for, okay, what am I going to do in the new year? What are my plans? What are my goals? What am I this and that? But the real question is, I want you to look at your 2023, your past years, and ask yourself, all the things God has been telling me to do, have I been doing them? Okay, I want God to give me a better job, give me my own spouse, give me children, give me this, give me that, do this for me and all of that. But the point is, even beyond the commandments, the simple instruction he's giving you today, maybe your business is not working out the way you want and he has told you to tweak it in a particular way, but then you have ignored the instruction.
How do you expect that the things you want will come? So I want you to just, you know, take this time to just maybe take a book and a pen and just write down, what is my first response to the things that God puts in my spirit? How am I responding to whatever God tells me? How do I react to the instructions that God's Spirit ministers to me? That's the primary message I have for you as we wrap up this book reading. Now, I have a small task for you, a very small task. It is something I recently completed for myself, and it allowed me to get closer to the next steps that God wanted me to take. If there is anything that you are afraid of right now, if there is anything that scares you, you're worried about something, or you are bothered about something, or you are afraid of some people, or you just have a problem that you can't get rid of, I want you to take like a piece of paper and write each fear or each thing on a small part of that paper, and then tear all the parts. Let so that you have, if there are 10 fears, write them, you know, on 10 different spots on that paper, and then tear them into 10 individual pieces. And then get a small jar. It can be a plastic, it can be a used plastic or a used jar. If you don't need to get anything new, just take it, clean it up, and then throw those fears into it. And then take another paper and write, God is in charge. God is in charge. Just write those four words on another plain paper. Just a small piece of paper, and put it inside the jar with those fears or that plastic. And then close it up and dump it somewhere, maybe in your wardrobe or on a shelf or somewhere. Just put it away somewhere where you won't ever see it, at least for a long time, except you go there. You would not believe that as soon as I put my 12 fears and concerns into that jar and put that extra paper into it, it felt as if I had poured everything, I had given my worries to God. Within the week that followed, He began to give me direct solutions to the fears. Practical steps that I could take. I am actively acting on those steps right now. What am I saying to you? God listens to us. God pays attention to us. We are precious to Him. You don't even have to be a Christian before you know that God is listening to you. The mere fact that He created you, it means that you are a baby in His arms. He cares about you. That is all that matters. Now, the bottom line is, if you are worried about something and you don't know where to turn to, all you have to do is, dear God, I know you listen to me. Help me sort this out. And when eventually it tells you, it gives you an idea of what you can do, try it out. So long as you know that, you know, God will not ask you to do something wrong, and you know that what He's asking you to do is consistent with His own way of life, with His will and all of that, go ahead and do it. It won't fail you. I'm a living testimony of somebody who acts on God's word every single moment, and it always yields beautiful fruits. I always take action. My first response to God's instructions is I listen and act. I pay attention and I do what I am asked to do. So to wrap this up, I just want to ask you again, what is your first response to whatever God asks you to do? The ideas He gives you, how do you respond to them? What do you do about them? Because if truly God is all you have, then you will not waste time. You would take action when He tells you to do something. So I'm going to, you know, wrap this up now, and we're going to pray. I'm going to join you to ask God to help you to review your history with Him and His ideas, so that you will know how to go forward in the coming days and months, and even in the new year. Our Father in heaven, we thank you because you have guided us through this 30 minutes thereabouts. And the one important question that you've asked me to share with your son or daughter right now is, how are they responding to the things you're telling them? Lord, you know each person as individuals. You know the answer to this question yourself. So I ask you, Lord, that you please help them If you need them to be action takers, show them how to take action in a way that would make you proud. And if there is something that they're afraid of, maybe they have some difficulties on the way or they have some concerns, Lord, I pray that you will help them and grant them the grace to go forward. Abraham listened to you and he left Haran and went to Canaan. Lord, please help us to listen to you and move from point A to B if that is what you want us to do. I thank you, Lord, for your son or daughter. I thank you for them and their family. As we prepare for the holidays, I pray that everything will be well with us. We'll have a memorable celebration. Thank you, Lord, because you've answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So that's it for episode 24. Next week, we're going to listen to episode 25. We're going to read the book and then we're going to discuss it as well. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to send me an email. And if there's something you're praying about that you just really wish somebody could pray with you, you can send, your prayer request to my email address. You'll find that in the description box, or the show notes below. You can also get your copy of my book. You can get the paperback on Amazon. The book is titled Me, You, the Holy Spirit, How to Hear from the Holy Spirit and Act on His Guidance Even When You Have Doubts. As I said, this is my memoir. It's supposed to be a personal journal, but God just needed me to put it out there, I believe, for you and for everyone else who, he knows should get a copy of this. Not because the book itself is all sufficient, but because it is a guide into how God works with us as individuals every single day, okay? So don't forget that you can support my podcast show with as little as $3, okay? If you want to be able to hear my voice every other week, this is just one small thing you can do to ensure that you keep, listening to me and, hearing God through me. Thank you so much once again for listening to me, and I will see you in the next episode. Stay well. Bye.
I'm Adenike Babalola, and you've been listening to Mother Isn't Mother, the podcast. You can follow Mother Isn't Mother on Instagram. Make sure that you are subscribed to my podcast and follow for more stories and experiences. And remember to rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode on Mother Isn't Mother. Thank you for listening. Bye.